We're gonna unseat you. You're evil. For you, as a black woman, to write that letter, at what point did you have empathy for her? At what point did you think about her?
Don't say
anything. Hmm? At what point? At what? Don't push me. You break my phone, it won't be cute. Okay, you don't know who I am, too.
There are a few things I want to explain to you. And I'll try to define to the best of my ability.
Welcome to the After Dark program with Kimberly F. Brown. It's just Kimberly, 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 Brown, Brown, Brown. Welcome to Brown on Cleveland, the After Dark program. Welcome to another edition of Brown, Brown, Brown. Brown, Brown, Brown. Simply Brown on Cleveland. No gossip or talk. And just a little bit of drama. My name is Kimberly F. Brown, and of course, I am your podcast host. And let me remind you, we do not own the rights to any music or any sound effects heard here on this broadcast. This broadcast of Brown on Cleveland is being brought to you by absolutely no one. The reason being is because that's the way we like it, and this is the way you are going to get it. Now, this evening, we have a very hot topic. It has a lot of shiggity boo, in other words, a lot of bullshit connected to it. So, let's talk about Cuyahoga County and some of the things that are going on here. But before I talk about what happened at the Justice Center, I want to tell you about the letter, the open letter that I wrote to TV3, Channel 5, Fox 8 News, 19 News, 19 and 43, and I even CC'd the letter to Elizabeth Sullivan of the Cleveland Plain Dealer. And the reason being is because we cannot afford for the media to discriminate against black women. I'm going to say this again. This is Brown on Cleveland. And my name is Kimberly F. Brown. And we cannot afford for the media to discriminate, to disregard the feelings of the African-American black woman. So let me tell you what I'm talking about. Follow me, if you will. Let's go back to September 2021. On September 9th, the councilperson, Joe Jones, of Cleveland Ward 1, assaulted a black woman in broad daylight. And this is according to a Cleveland police report. A Cleveland police report. The report number is 279-610. 279-610. This report in itself is public information. So there's no slander and there's no defamation of character. This podcast is about the disrespectful behaviors towards the African American woman by the media. So let's go back to September. On September 9th, a black woman reported to the Cleveland police, these are black words on white paper, that at approximately 3 o'clock p.m., as she was passing out political literature on a street called Walden in broad daylight, that the current councilperson and one of his goons approached her, snatched literature out her hand, shoved her, grabbed her arm, pushed her against a car, where she was so terrified that she urinated on herself. The lady urinated on herself, all because she was assaulted and she was threatened by the council person of Cleveland Ward 1. And to make matters worse, the council person allegedly told the lady, "Check my record. I will find you. I will find you. Check my record." The lady was frantic. She was traumatized. She was upset. She was pissed. And she literally peed on herself. She filed a Cleveland police report. They told her to go to the prosecutor's office. She did as such, and nothing happened with that situation. Nothing. Brown on Cleveland got involved. Kimberly of Brown. Yeah, that's me. This is Brown on Cleveland. I contacted the Cleveland Police Department, the 4th District. Mom's the word. Nobody said anything. I also contacted the safety director for the city of Cleveland, and he told me, hey, that's a prosecutor's job to follow up on the case. When we followed up with the prosecutor, nothing was stated. Nothing. We also reported the incident to the Cleveland Plain Dealer, to the editor, Elizabeth Sullivan, as well as to the reporter, Robert Higgs, and nothing was done, nothing was written about this story. Now, this story is pretty interesting because a lot of people are saying that the only reason why this story did not make the news is because the council person, and this is hearsay, because he is married to a judge. What does that have to do with the price of rice? Assault is assault. So let's fast forward. Just recently, on Monday, this past Monday, today is December 4th, a white woman who was downtown serving as a jurist, witnessed a white male judge assault and attack a black man on the elevator. The black man did not make a complaint, but the white woman, she wrote a letter. She didn't file a police report. She wrote a letter. She wrote a letter to Judge Shirley Sappho, who is a black woman. The black woman judge, in turn, reported the incident to the administrative judge, who is a white male. Because the white lady wrote a letter, not a police report, but she wrote a letter, Judge Sheenan automatically opened this situation up for an investigation, where a private attorney has been hired to investigate the matters against a white judge who allegedly assaulted a black man in the elevators at the Justice Department at the Justice Center here in Cuyahoga County. Now, this is a very peculiar story. How is it that a white woman who was not assaulted, but she witnessed an assault, she writes a letter and all heck breaks loose? Well, the Cleveland Plain Dealer decided to write a story. Fox 8 News, after we reported it, they decided to write a story. But yet and still, nobody will write a story when it comes to a black woman being assaulted by a black council person. It doesn't make sense. Let me go a little further. We remember several years ago when a black judge named Lance Mason, he assaulted his black wife so bad he beat her that she had to receive reconstructive surgery. There were a lot of politicians and a lot of clergy who stood with this black male judge, and they wrote letters of accommodations for him while they ignored the black woman. Well, fast forward, what happened was the black judge eventually killed his former wife, and she's not here simply because you had people pile up and gain up and support the black judge. This is some shiggity shankity boo. How is it that black women in 2021 are still being abused and misused by systems? My question is, does the black woman matter? Is the black woman a powerful entity in this here Cuyahoga County? What is it with people where you cannot respect the treasures of the black woman? And this is Brown, 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 simply Brown on Cleveland. It is a shame that in 2021, we cannot get our media to cover issues regarding the black woman. Now, what they will cover a march. They will cover shiggity boo. They will cover hollering and screaming, but they will not cover anything that requires respect and dignity and investigative reporting. The black woman matters. So to Channel 3, to Channel 5, Fox 8 News, 19 News, 43, and the Cleveland Plain Dealer, this is Brown, 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 simply Brown on Cleveland, letting you know today that just because a white woman put black words on white paper does not mean that the black woman who put black words on white paper, that her voice does not matter. Brown on Cleveland. If we want fairness in this region, then the media shall be held accountable. This is Brown, 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 simply Brown on Cleveland. And my name is Kimberly F. Brown. Thank you.